an animal stuck in a cage and I'm ready to break out.
Bonjour, ladies and gents. Jamie in the house. How are you? All good in the hood, I hope. Hope you like my newish setup. And I just thought I would make the most of this Friday. Firstly, to announce a few things, and secondly, to drop some knowledge bombs. So if you are up for the knowledge bombs, make sure that you stay tuned. As you can see below, I'm really excited because today I am launching my Mindset with Muscle 5-day challenge. On the 26th of Feb, I'm going to be taking hundreds of people out of their comfort zone and into doing some habits and routines that are going to set them up for the rest of the year. January's been tough for a lot of people. A lot of people set New Year's resolutions, say they're going to do lots of things, and they really struggle to get things done. And when that happens, it's mainly because you need a bit of a kick up the arse. And that is what my Mindset Muscle 5-day challenge plans to do. 7 o'clock every morning for 5 days, I'm going to give you a little challenge. You might not want to do it, but I promise you, once you have done it, you are going to feel incredible. And at the end of the 5 days, you are going to feel like a different person. I promise you. Not only that, the 5-day challenge is completely free. And one lucky person who does best on the challenge is going to win 6 months coaching with me and a home gym equipment package, the total prize worth over £500. And it could be yours if you do one of two things. Firstly, if you're listening to this on my podcast, just click on the link in the show notes. And if you're listening or watching this on Facebook, just comment below the word challenge and I'll send you the link. All you need to do is enter your details, register, and I'll be letting you into the Facebook group next Thursday. I've got a few talking points today, ladies and gents, and these talking points have come from my last few Knowledge Bomb newsletters. And once again, if you're not subscribed to my Knowledge Bomb newsletter, head on over to knowledgebombnewsletter.com. Not only will you get my weekly wisdom every Friday, you'll also get my 32-book PDF, which contains some of the most incredible books which will completely change your life. And if you just read one chapter per day, you get the entire list read in a year. So it's knowledgebombnewsletter.com. Anyway, if you did miss out, don't worry too much because I'm going to go through a couple of things today. The first one is something that I made a decision about when I came back from Mexico, kind of mid-January. And it was the decision to give up beer. Oh yes, not giving up alcohol, giving up beer. And firstly, I'll tell you why. And secondly, I'll tell you why so many people last year got pissed off with me. And a lot of people got pissed off with me because on my birthday, I always create a list of things. They are reflections on the year. I'm 39 this year. Last year was 38 things at 38. And something that really riled a lot of people up was that I said that I'm not going to give up booze. I enjoy beer. I enjoy wine. And, you know, why give up something that I enjoy so much? Now, I will say this. For most of my recommendations when it comes to alcohol, and probably with anything, if you can't reduce something down, it's probably a good idea that you remove it completely. And a high percentage of people on the planet could do with going sober. If you really, really struggle with alcohol and it's a limiting factor for your productivity, for your success, for your health and fitness goals, then that's probably the first thing that you should focus on, reducing it down or removing it completely. Now, I have tried both. I have tried removing it completely. I have successfully removed it completely for many, many months. I mean, I used to compete at a high level and I used to not drink 6-7 months of the year, not even miss it at all. And last 2020, I gave up pretty much for like 4 months straight. But I do like a glass of wine with a wife on the weekend. And I do like on a Friday every now and again, a nice little bourbon. Actually, not a bourbon, an old fashioned. Okay, I love an old fashioned. There's nothing better than just finishing a hard day, you know, hard week's work, getting one old fashioned, sitting down, watching some catch-up stuff on YouTube, which I've missed through the week, and just having 20 minutes. Like, you know, not everybody can do that, but I certainly can. One of the things that I did notice last year, however, was some of the habits that I wanted to get out of, and it was drinking beer. I love beer. I love craft beer. I love going for a pint, but, and it's a big but, there's many social opportunities, which means that I'm probably going to drink more than I normally would for the year. And, you know, a lot of alcohol also contains a lot of calories, especially beer. You know, a decent pint of beer is going to set you back 240, 280 calories. So you have three of those and pretty much half your calories gone. So not always a good strategy when you're trying to maintain weight and hit fitness goals. And I found that certain habits that I would have, you know, I would on a Saturday lunchtime, if I'm going out for lunch, I might have a beer there. If I'm around a friend's house and they've got, you know, watching the football and they're having beers, I'll have a beer. You know, all of these kind of things. And I thought, you know what, if I removed beer and just stuck to like bourbon, whiskey and wine, I would probably drink about 60% less for the year. And the reason being is down to habits, okay? And the habits are this, you know, if a lot of the social occasions where I would have a drink, I would have a beer, I can't have that beer because I'm not having beer. And I look at wine as something that I drink to wind down with my wife, not socially necessarily with other people. So I wouldn't have a wine. And whiskey for me, you know, I like it as a kind of a celebratory drink, but not something that I would drink two or three or four glasses of. And it's certainly not something that I would drink at lunchtime. So just that slight restriction and change in habits is probably going to, as I said, significantly reduce down not only my drinking, but my calories. And I'm going to stay in great shape. Now, as I said, not everybody is going to be able to do this, but it's an experiment that I am doing. And it is difficult because I do like craft beer. But I've set the goal, 1 year no beer. I think I'm about a month in now. And so far, so good. So I'll keep you updated throughout the year for that. Another thing that I spoke about on my Knowledge Bomb newsletter this week is life paradoxes. And something that I say a lot is that life is very counterintuitive. Sometimes when you don't want to do something, you need to do that thing. And there's this kind of old quote that says, you know, if you're unsure, if you've got a decision to make between two things and you're unsure which decision to make, go with the one that scares you the most, because that's the one that's going to lead to the most significant change. And it is so, so true. And I'm always fascinated with paradoxes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about three, which I put in my Knowledge Bomb newsletter this week. We're going to wrap up for Friday, and I'm going to wish you a great weekend. So the first one is the failure paradox. And this is something that will resonate with a lot of you. Our fear of failure often stops us from trying, whereby we fail by default. It's this fear of failure that stops us by doing stuff. And then because we don't do the stuff, we fail. So the only way to not fail is to actually do the thing. And I like looking at this as a quadrangle. As in, you do the thing, you might fail, but if you do the thing, you might succeed. But if you don't do the thing, you fail by default. And because you didn't do the thing, you failed. So the only thing to do is do the thing. Now, easier said than done, I know. But if you are afraid of doing something for the fear of failure, what I want you to think about is this failure paradox. You have just failed. You have just achieve the thing that's stopping you from doing the thing. And just that reframe in your head might say, well, do you know what? There is only one way I'm going to succeed with this, and it's doing the thing. So the next time that you're a bit afraid of doing something, look at that as a good thing. Everything that's ever changed my life, every opportunity has been very fearful to do. And I've been so glad that I've done it after I've completed it, not before. And it's very much like I talk about when it comes to discipline. You know, discipline is about doing something regardless of how you feel, because you get the benefit after doing it, not before. Motivation it gives you that feeling up front, which makes it easier to do. So really focus on those feelings after, not before. So number one is the failure paradox. Number two is the growth paradox. And what I've put here is growth takes a much longer time than you think, and then it happens much faster than you think. And I've found this in my life a hell of a lot. I'll give you a great example. I've been on social media for 10 years now, over a decade. And for those 8 years, I had built a pretty good following. But within 2 years, the last kind of 2 years, I've trebled that following. And the reason that I've trebled that following is because for those 8 years, I was figuring out what to do. I was building up my confidence with things like podcasts and live streams and public speaking and you know, editing and videos and content creation. And it takes a while to get good at that stuff. It really, really does. So it didn't come overnight. I was working on the skills. And then suddenly when you do get the skills, when you do get the knowledge, when you do start to connect with people, it grows very, very quickly. And when you look at a lot of people who you go, they came out of nowhere. When you look back at their history, you find that they were there all along. You just didn't see them. And they were just beating on their craft year after year after year until they got their big break. And one of the things I want to say about this growth paradox is that you don't want to grow quickly. You really don't. I always use this analogy of a bamboo tree because it takes 3 years to go from planting the seed to watering it to it finally sprouting out the ground. But when it does sprout out the ground, certain species of bamboo can grow 90 feet in 6 weeks, which is bonkers. And it wasn't that it was doing nothing for those 3 years. It was just creating a solid foundation for its exponential growth. And that's very much like you. You know, you need to build the foundation if you want to grow quickly, hence the growth paradox. What would happen if a plant grew 90 feet in 6 weeks without a solid foundation? It would topple over. So all of the things which you want to achieve, money, fame, success, pretty much anything, you would hate to get it all straight away because you wouldn't value it, you wouldn't know how to keep it, and more than likely, you would topple over. And I always say this when it comes to your physique. And this is why, once again, you have to work hard to figure out what works best for you when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to training, when it comes to mindset and mental models too. And I always say that if I gave you my physique or if I gave you a physique of your dreams, I'm not saying my physique is the physique of your dreams, but if I gave it you, it wouldn't be long till you're back to the way that you were, because having a great physique is based on knowledge and habits. If you haven't got the knowledge on how you got it and you haven't got the habits on how to maintain it, it's not going to be long before you don't have it anymore. This is the same with your body. This is the same with money. This is the same with so many things. You know, you see a lot of these examples of people who win the lottery and then suddenly they go broke. And it's because they spend. They go, if I won the lottery, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that. Whereas, you know, other people got wealthy from investing, making decisions, beating on the craft, building up their knowledge. And that's why, you know, when they get rich, most of them stay rich. And that's why when people build great physiques, they keep great physiques, especially if they spent many, many years figuring out what works well for them. So that is the growth paradox. Number three is the perfection paradox. And this is a really important one, which I want you to take home before we wrap up today. The more honest you are about not being perfect, the more people will think you're perfect. Perfect? Perfect. So the more honest you are about not being perfect, the more people will think you're perfect. A lot of people spend time trying to impress people. You know, they buy flash cars, they buy flash watches. They buy all these things and say, look at me, look at me, look at me, in the hope that that person looks and is impressed. But in actual fact, a lot of the time when they're looking at that stuff, people dislike it. They dislike people doing well. They dislike people just showing how perfect they are. And then they go and try and find flaws. And the reason that they go and try and find flaws is because it makes them feel better. When somebody is achieving things and shoving it in their face, a lot of it is a metaphorical mirror to that person, showing them that they don't have or do the things that that person does. And what's more inspiring to that person is if you do achieve success and you do, you know, have all of these things, firstly, you don't flash it in their face. And secondly, you show people that you're nothing special. And it's something that I'm always focused on. It's like, look, and I've said this for many years, I'm nothing special. I'm just enjoy what it is that I'm doing. I'm consistent with what I'm doing with my habits and routines. And I just show up. The magic in most success is just showing up and doing the work, showing up every day. And this is one of the things that people lack, is that consistency. But one of the things I found with social media, and I believe it is changing a lot now. I honestly do. A lot of people think that social media is getting worse and worse. And I disagree. I think a lot of people's news feeds are getting worse and worse, but they're just not filtering those news feeds. There is plenty of settings on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram where you can signal to the, you know, the platform that you don't want to see stuff. You know, on Facebook, on Instagram, there's the little three dots in the top right corner. And then if you press them, you can tell the platform that I'm not interested. Do not show me more content like this. And it's such an important thing to do when you see something that angers you, that bothers you. And I will say this, if it's angering and bothering you because it is toxic and it's not good, make sure that you let the platform know that you're not interested in it. But if it is actually good and you're getting triggered because you don't want to hear that information, you might want to reflect on why it's making you feel this way. And I do this quite a lot. A lot of things that trigger me online are because they remind me of who I used to be or remind me of the way that I used to think. And here's the thing about the way that I used to think. It got me to a certain level. Stubbornness, arrogance, overconfidence, all of these things got me to certain places. And something that I always say and something that many people say is what got you there won't get you to the next level. And it certainly doesn't. It will get you to a certain point, but it will not keep you there. And, you know, this game of social media, this game of people is about firstly being honest to people and secondly being honest to yourself. Because if you are turning up on social media and being something that you're not, what's going to happen is that you are going to have people that follow you for who you are online, not who you are as a person. And I've made it my mission for many, many years to be what you see is what you get. If you see my content online and you speak to me in person, I always like to think that we're not two different people. I might be a little bit more chirpy online. I might put a bit more energy into things. I might be a bit more extroverted online. But what you see is what you get. My opinion, my thoughts, my feelings are the same in person as they are online. I probably swear a bit more in person, if I'm being honest. But what you see is what you get. And it's so important, that authenticity online. But one of the things that you need to do more of is share your weaknesses, share your vulnerabilities, share your imperfections, because it makes other people like you more. And it inspires so many more people that if that person can achieve that, despite having those imperfections, there's hope for me too. And the answer is yes. But if you're looking at someone and putting them on a pedestal and saying that they're perfect and going, I can never achieve that, that person is not perfect. They might be portraying that, they might be showing that, but actually what they're doing is disconnecting from you. So it's a very interesting paradox that a lot of people hide their vulnerabilities, hide their weaknesses and imperfections, when in actual fact you should show them. Because it will not only make you feel more authentic to people, it will connect you so much better with people too. So that is my roundup for the week, ladies and gents. Why I'm giving up beer for a year, it's all about habits. I do enjoy a drink now and again. I am trying to reduce it down a lot this year. My wife is 40 this year, and we're very much focused on enjoying her birthday in September. We're off to Vegas in October for her 40th, but she has got a bit of a mission that she wants to be in the best shape of her life this year. And the way that I can help as a husband and as a, you know, to support that is by cleaning up my habits, which make sure that her habits don't fall into bad ones. And that includes cleaning up my drink, eating better quality food, allowing her to exercise as much as she wants, and you know, just sometimes having to tag team, you know, take over the kids. She goes and does her workouts, comes back, high five, and then I'm off. Joint effort. And I'm excited to be able to support her along that journey. So why I'm giving up beer for a year. The three paradoxes, the failure paradox. Remember, if you don't do the thing, then you automatically fail. So the only thing is doing the thing. The growth paradox. Growth happens a lot slower than you think, but when it does start to grow, it grows a lot quicker than you think. So be patient, okay? Be patient. And finally, the perfection paradox. The more honest you are about not being perfect, the more people will think you're perfect. And it's all about sharing your journey, being your authentic self, you know, sharing your vulnerabilities and your weaknesses and your imperfections, because it actually makes people like you more. And it's so much easier to be your authentic self than something that you're not. So, ladies and gents, that is it for this Facebook Live. Let me know your biggest takeaway below if you're on Facebook, if you're listening to this on my Mindset with Muscle podcast. Please screenshot this and send it to me on Instagram at @Geraldson. I would love to see your biggest takeaways from this episode. But something that I say on every episode of the podcast is what you put in your body affects how you look and how you feel, and what you put in your head affects what you think and what you do. And today, you've been filling your heads with me, Geraldson. Remember, folks, if you are listening to this and it's not a few months back, come and join us on my 5-day challenge, which is going to be starting on Monday, the 26th of Feb. So if you're listening to this later on in the year, it's already finished. So don't follow this advice. If you are on Facebook watching this live, comment below the word challenge and I'll send you the link. And if you are listening to this before the 26th of Feb, just click on the link in the show notes and come and join us. That is it from me, ladies and gents. Have a fantastic Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And I will speak to you all soon. Adios, amigos. None of you people can tell me to stop. My town, my crown. We know what it takes to be reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We know what it takes to be reaching the top.